Antifa enjoys widespread support in Silicon Valley. By Alam Bokhari on July 1, 2019. Antifa, the violent far-left mob that brutally assaulted journalist Andy Ngo yesterday, has widespread support amongst the Silicon Valley Masters of the Universe, where employees are allowed to broadcast support for the movement, which also appears to be immune to social media bans on violence, hate, and extremism. Rose City Antifa, the Antifa group that organized yesterday's protest, has been posting regularly on Twitter since the attack on Ngo and others, retweeting celebratory tweets about the violence and joking about milkshakes laced with quick dry cement, which Portland police say was a projectile weapon used by Antifa during the violence. According to Twitter's rules, groups that engage in violent extremism both online and offline will be banned from the platform. Yet Rose City Antifa, along with numerous other Antifa-supporting accounts, is given free rein on the site. One account, according to its owner, belongs to an employee of the company. Twitter user Yiprax1A claims to be an employee at Twitter Seattle, as well as a neurodivergent queer and a supporter of Antifa. The account is followed by Twitter Open, an official company account, and was at one point followed by Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Far Left Watch, a group that monitors left-wing extremism, has also revealed how Twitter ignored its reports of Antifa accounts that were engaged in doxing, revealing hitherto private information of ICE agents. Google also has a big Antifa problem. The class action lawsuit brought by attorney Harmeet Dhillon on behalf of Google employees who allege discrimination on the basis of race, sex, and political viewpoint, has revealed widespread support for Antifa within the search giant. From Breitbart News' previous article on the topic, according to the Damore complaint, a large number of Googlers have set their corporate profile pictures to Antifa insignias, as seen in the image below. The complaint also provides numerous examples of current and former Google employees expressing support for Antifa and for political violence. In one screenshot of an internal discussion at Google, an employee describes his co-workers as Nazis, deserving of violence. In further screenshots, Googlers continue to endorse political violence against Nazis, while also describing Breitbart News and supporters of the America First slogan as Nazis. Last year, Breitbart News reached out to Google asking them if they would offer a statement condemning political violence, after obtaining material revealing a series of statements of support for political violence from one of its former employees, Tim Chevalier. At the time, Google offered no response. Are you an employee at Google, Twitter, or any other corporation who can obtain information about support for Antifa within your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari confidentially at alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.